This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Reverend Wallace Hartsfield Sr. died last week at the age of 90. He was a spiritual and civil rights leader recognized in Kansas City and nationally. KCUR contributor Lynn Horsley has this look back at Hartsfield's life.
Legendary pastor Wallace Hartsfield Sr. celebrated his 90th birthday in November at Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Even after he was long retired, Hartsfield could inspire with his preaching.
Forever and forever and forever. Amen. And I said, amen.
Wallace Hartsfield was always a voice to lead his people from darkness into hope. He was a mentor to Kansas City Congressman and Methodist minister Emmanuel Cleaver, who called him the Prince of Preachers and who gave Hartsfield an honorary title.
If a preacher was having a problem, they go to him. And so one day we were at a luncheon and I introduced him as the Godfather. And people laughed and applauded. And from that day forward, he was the Godfather.
Hartsfield's civil rights activism sprang from his boyhood days growing up in segregated Georgia and Florida, where he witnessed murderous racism. He recounted one of those chilling memories in a 2007 interview with KCUR.
I believe I was 8 years old, playing in the yard, and my great-grandmother came out and made me come inside the house, and I was wondering why. And my peeping out from behind the shade, I saw what was happening, a pickup truck with a number of Caucasian men. And behind the truck was being dragged the body of a dead black man that had been hanged, and his body had been used as target practice.
Hartsfield said he refused to let those negative experiences fill him with bitterness. Instead, they galvanized him throughout his life to fight for equality, justice, and economic progress for African Americans. He led churches in the South and Wichita before he settled in Kansas City. He married Matilda Hopkins in 1957, and the couple had four children. Hartsfield marched with Martin Luther King Jr. and worked with Jesse Jackson on economic justice. He served as senior pastor of Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, one of Kansas City's largest black churches, from the 1960s until his retirement at the end of 2007. His son, Wallace Hartsfield II, succeeded him as Metropolitan's senior pastor.
I believe that that quality of him being able to open doors has afforded the opportunity for others to walk through on his shoulders and the shoulders of others.
Hartsfield fought for better schools, job opportunities, health care, housing, and safer neighborhoods. In the early 1990s, when there was talk of building a prison on a vacant lot at 39th and Prospect Avenue, Hartsfield led efforts to develop the Linwood Shopping Center there instead. As he approached retirement, Hartsfield himself told KCUR that many obstacles remained for the African-American community.
Access to quality education, health disparities, the whole matter of crime, the politics of doing what is politically correct rather than doing what is morally right.
Congressman Cleaver, who was at the birthday celebration, says Hartsfield never gave up on his commitment to do what was morally right in Kansas City.
In some ways, he's kept peace when there could have been disorder, and in some ways, he made things happen out of disorder. And I think Kansas City would be a different place but for the fact that Wallace Stovall Hartsfield came this way.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lynn Horsley.